Welcome to another episode of Global Market Insights, brought to you by XM.com, where we provide meaningful and informative content about the events that affect market trends and shape global markets. Hello and welcome to the weekly Forex Outlook at XM.com. This week, the spotlight will fall on the Bank of England's meeting. In addition, we'll get the interest rate decision from the Reserve Bank of Australia. I'm Maria Pachurdis, and joining me is Senior Investment Analyst Marios Hatzikyriakos. So Marios, at the BOE's last meeting, policymakers kept rates steady. Now, at the end of March, UK inflation data came in slightly higher than expected. What is the current state of the UK economy? What are we likely to hear from the BOE when it meets on Thursday? And how might this impact the pound?
Certainly. Hello, Maria. So look, it's going to be one of their bigger meetings in the sense that they are also going to give us new economic forecasts about the UK economy. So what's the situation in the UK? Well, look, things are going slightly better. So we got a new batch of business surveys recently. Those pointed to a reacceleration in economic growth and in inflation. And in fact, the business surveys pointed to rising business costs and the fact that businesses may seek to raise prices in the coming months as they pass those costs to consumers. So overall, inflation in the UK seems to be quite persistent as well. As you mentioned, we recently got some upside surprises in inflation. And it just looks like the Bank of England might need to keep interest rates higher than other central banks for a longer period of time before they can confidently say that they've defeated inflation. So the markets right now are pricing in the first rate cut for August. And that seems quite reasonable, if anything, given how hot inflation is in the UK and the tentative signs that the economy is reaccelerating a little bit. That might even be pushed forward a little bit. Maybe the market, if we continue getting this strong data, maybe the market will ultimately go towards a September rate cut, for example. So I think there is some scope for the pound overall to benefit from a signal from the Bank of England that we are not ready to cut interest rates yet. Now, as far as the broader outlook for the pound, look, the pound is down about 1.5% against the US dollar this year, but it's up 1.5% against the euro, and it's up almost 9% against the Japanese yen. So if you take out the very strong US dollar, it seems that these expectations for higher for longer interest rates by the Bank of England have supported the pound, and I suspect they will continue to support the pound if the economic data remains solid. Now, the other variable for the pound will be what happens with stock markets. The pound, of course, has a very strong correlation with risk appetite. So the dream scenario, let's say, for the pound would be if the stock markets continue to rise and if UK economic data remains solid, that could pave the way for further gains, maybe not against the US dollar, but against most other currencies. So overall, I think the outlook for the pound is relatively bright. One important element to consider is that we have a general election coming in the United Kingdom. So the policies that any new government will advocate for, those could also be important for the bigger outlook.
Now, moving over to Australia, the inflation data for the March quarter also came in higher than forecast. Do you think those figures will dash hopes for a rate cut from the RBA, which will deliver its decision on Tuesday?
Yeah, so look, Australia seems to be in pretty decent shape, economically speaking. The market is not really expecting any rate cuts from the RBA. In fact, the market thinks that the Reserve Bank of Australia is going to keep interest rates where they are for a long time. And as you mentioned, we saw inflation surprising to the upside in the first quarter. That doesn't leave a lot of room for the Bank of Australia, for the Reserve Bank, even to consider cutting interest rates right now. And another positive sign that we've seen recently we've seen some early signs of recovery in China, especially in the industrial sector, which of course is great news for an economy like Australia, whose entire business model is based on exporting commodities to China. So Overall, I think there's no reason for the Reserve Bank of Australia to do or say anything different than it has been. And broadly speaking, that leaves the Australian dollar in the hands of global risk sentiment. Of course, you know what the stock markets do globally is important for a commodity currency like the Australian dollar. And of course, any China developments. China being Australia's largest trading partner by far. So in that sense, we're going to get China's trade numbers on Thursday, and those could also be crucial for the Australian dollar.
Marios, thanks so much. This was the weekly Forex Outlook here at XM.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of Global Market Insights brought to you by XM.com. For more in-depth technical and fundamental analysis, be sure to visit www.xm.com/research.